This is the Afternoon Brief on Chai FM with Michael McKenna.
A bat mitzvah is one of the most significant milestones in Jewish life. It marks a young woman's coming of age and her acceptance of greater responsibility within the Jewish community. Now, whilst many families celebrate with a special gathering, one group of around 30 South African bat mitzvah girls chose to celebrate by creating a lasting impact beyond their own community. Now, through my chesed, an initiative of the Nourish Project, they spent a year raising enough money to provide 100 My Desks to children in the Zenzele community in Randfontein. Now, each desk unfolds into a workspace and a chair, and it includes a solar-powered light, giving children who have never had a proper place to study the opportunity to learn with dignity even after dark. Now, the project also highlights a sobering reality, and this is what it is. An estimated 2.4 to 3 million children in our country still don't have access to a desk. Joining us this afternoon via Zoom, I am pleased to welcome Amanda Shapiro, the founder of the Nourish Project, and Talita Budram, the Chief Impact Officer of My Desk Global. Amanda and Talita, welcome to the Afternoon Brief. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, please don't be nervous. I'm just Michael, okay? And yes, I'm really looking forward, and we are looking forward to finding out about your initiative. First of all, from all of us, really congratulations on the effort and the magnitude of this community endeavor. Amanda, let's start at the beginning. Okay, so how did the idea emerge or come about to transform a bat mitzvah project into something that would directly impact children's education? Take us from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you on board.
It started because my husband and I have 5 girls, and it was our oldest bat mitzvah last year. And as someone that's always been involved in community work, I didn't just want her bat mitzvah to be about the party and the dress and all of that, which it can very quickly become that. I wanted her to have an idea of what it means to become bat mitzvah, which is, as you said, to take responsibility for your community and to do good in the world and to change the world. So we were thinking, what is it that we could do? So the Nourish Project does and looks at food insecurity, and we're moving into veggie gardens for more sustainability and skills development and lots of exciting things. But at the time, I wanted to do something that would really connect with her and someone her age. So I happened to be at a breakfast at the Maharishi Institute run by Teddy Blatcher, and people went around and introduced themselves, and Talita's mom, Farana, was there, and she introduced herself and the idea of the My Desk, and she said that it was Talita's science project. I'm sure Talita will tell you a little bit more about this, but I just can't get over this part. It was her science project when she was 16, and she created this desk. She saw a problem in the world, in the community, in the South African context, and she decided to do something to make a difference and created this most genius product. And at that moment, something just dropped, and I was like, this is the project that we need to be doing. So initially, it was just going to be a kind of just for my daughter and part of her project. But then, you know, the more you get people involved, the bigger the result. So we really decided to harness the power of community. And we put it to all the bat mitzvah girls in her year at school. And so we went from there.
Voila. Here we are, Amanda. Voila. We'll come back to you, Talita. Let's bring you into the picture now. Okay, so the desk itself, take us through how you came about the concept. And, of course, many people may never have considered that not having a desk could be such a significant barrier to learning. And how widespread is this issue in South Africa? What impact does it have on children's education? Sorry, I now have put a number of questions to you. So it's a very exciting subject to touch on to. But please, let's start with the invention itself.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michael, for chatting to us about this incredible project that we've collaborated on. So the desk actually did start as my science project, as Amanda mentioned. When I was 16 years old, if you take physics or biology, you have a science project at school. And so you could either research something that already exists or come up with a completely new idea. So that was the brief I was given. And one day my dad and I were watching the news, and we saw a segment on children that didn't have desks at school. So they were sitting underneath a tree and writing on their laps, and that got us talking. We said, if they don't have desks at school, how do they go home and do their homework? What are they doing their homework on?
Sure.
So, with that conversation, we went into the kitchen and we made the first My Desk out of cat litter boxes and toy spade handles that we put together. And I cut up an old bag flap. And that was the first prototype that I used at the science fair, which then won gold at
Wow.
the University of Pretoria Science Fair. And after that, my mom saw the potential in it and she saw the impact it could have on a child's life. So she then added the wheelie aspect. She added the solar light that it comes with to give a child a complete solution so that they can use it to study at home and at school daily. And she made it in alignment with the SDGs and actually got it off the ground. In the meantime, I had then gone off to study at UCT and I finished my degrees and then came back and joined her. So we've since reached over 5,300 children so far with the My Desk in Southern Africa
Wonderful.
and have a goal to reach 1 million by 2030. And it's people like Amanda and it's projects like the Nourish Project that are going to help us get there.
Okay, let's elaborate on that a little later on. I don't want to appear biased. I need to interrogate you both equally off air.
No
So,
problem.
Amanda, let's come back to you. Now, when we look at Jewish tradition, it places great emphasis on tzedakah and chesed. So, how important was it then for these young ladies to experience those values through action rather than simply learning about them?
Yeah, so of course, to experience something experientially has a much greater impact than just hearing about it. And I think, you know, if you are growing up in a Jewish home, you will hear about tzedakah and that, you know, those principles. I think for me, the teachings of Pirkei Avot, which is that the Torah rests, one of the teachings is that, sorry, the world rests on three pillars, which is Torah, Avodah, service of Hashem, and then acts of loving kindness. And I really wanted to bring that to life, the act of loving kindness, that girls, no matter how old you are, these 12-year-old girls, everyone has the power to do something. You know, even if it is you see someone on the street and you decide that morning you're going to make a sandwich and take it to them. I really wanted to make it practical for them. So the real practical aspect came actually at the handover day, and that was just you know, we'll get to that. That was a really magical day, and I think that just brought the project to life for them to be able to actually meet the recipients. Who are receiving these desks, and they saw the
Wonderful.
impact of how they can change a life and how that feels.
If I can put something to both of you, okay, so you've worked with the girls throughout the fundraising journey. Amanda, that's your position, whilst Talita, you've seen the impact My Desks have in communities across the country. What impressed each of you most about this collaboration? Let's start with you,
I'll let
Talita.
Amanda. Oh, okay, perfect.
Sorry, Amanda, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I'm happy for Talita to answer for
No.
that.
So for me personally, it's the part that where you bring together communities, and it's communities from different walks of life. You know, the Bat Mitzvah girls, the community we worked in the Zenzele, namely the Zenzele community in Randfontein. It's when you bring together different communities from different walks of life with a shared purpose,
Sure.
you really see that we are all actually the same. And not much really separates us. You know, with good intentions, with wanting to do good in the world and give back to those who need it most, it was absolutely amazing. And that really did stand out for me personally to see how excited the girls were from fundraising in the very beginning when we filmed our video and they'd made their posters and what this meant to them, to the point where they came to the community and met the kids that and physically handed over those desks to the kids that were in need and visited their homes and, you know, saw what it really what the reality was for that Zenzele community was very empowering for me, and I hope it was empowering for the girls too.
And your
So yeah.
observations on that. Sorry, Talita, I thought you'd concluded there, but
No.
Amanda, your observations on this collaboration? What
Yes,
did you take away from that?
It's been absolutely inspiring. And as Talita said, you know, when we all come together and work towards a shared purpose, and just from a personal perspective, I've been so inspired by Talita and her mom, and then inspired by the women who are really doing such amazing things in Zenzele. And that's why we kind of, I really felt that township, that informal settlement was the place to give it, because of these women that I saw there and what they're doing. They have very, very little themselves, but they will cook with whatever extra they have for the kids in the community that don't have food. And just these really strong, powerful women, and that we all inspire each other and take strength from each other. And I think, like Talita said, it was very empowering. It was very empowering for the girls also to see the impact that to really have an experience of the impact that they can have on others. And I think that it also gave them a sense of how grateful they can be for, you know, kind of what they come from and the things that they can take for granted, like having a desk at school is something that they, I don't think, have ever really thought about. And that they come home and they've got a table to do their homework and they've got light, not always, but most of the time, you know.
Indeed.
So I think it really gave them a sense of gratitude.
Sure. Talita, I'm curious now, your invention, any plans to improve on the model that you have now? Any other features to look forward to, perhaps? One of the most important features, as Amanda just alluded to, is lighting, of course, which is what many students are deprived of out there in rural communities. So is there any other innovation, not to give anything away, is there anything we can look forward to regarding Talita's improvement on the My Desk or anything else?
Definitely. We are always looking to improve and we're always wanting to give the best possible solution for a child to work in any circumstance where they need to learn. So while the project, so this My Desk is actually our version 2.0 that we've recently improved on, where we've made it adjustable in height so that it has a 12-year lifespan so that an adult can sit comfortably at it. We've put a backrest to the chair and additional storage to it. Awesome. We've made it easier to move and maneuver. We've made the backpack part lighter for a child. So we've definitely improved from our version 1 to 2. And right now our goal is to just reach as many kids as possible. We do have the goal of 1 million kids by 2030, and we're working very ferociously towards it. We've even scaled up our production on our end in order to reach that. And we're working very hard, and we are most definitely going to reach it by 2030. Hopefully earlier, by 2030.
Well, we wish you everything of the best in all your endeavors. Just as we conclude our conversation today, Amanda, let me start with you. When we look ahead, is this perhaps the beginning of something bigger? Could we see like future bar mitzvah groups, or even schools and businesses adopting similar initiatives?
Certainly. I think this is only the beginning. This is really only the beginning. And what's great about the My Desk project is it's from the beginning to the end, you know. So from inception, then we branded it. So it says Nourish Project, and it says the world is built on kindness, which was particular to the bat mitzvah girls.
Right.
And then absolutely, I think, yes, for people to get involved. I certainly want to do this for my next daughter, and for groups. And I think if anyone wants to know how they can get involved, look, the Nourish Project also has a lot of projects and initiatives. And if people ever want to get involved and volunteer or donate or anything, then, you know, I think that would be absolutely amazing. Or if people have an idea to do something, I'm happy for, you know, to connect people with those kind of initiatives. I'm not really part of the 21st century yet. Unfortunately, I've been running this project for 5 years. We have no website. We have no Instagram page. Mm-hmm. But by the end of the month, we are getting on board to the 21st century. So
we all have to at some time.
Instagram. I know I've resisted, but it's time. It's absolutely time.
Sure.
So I'm excited to share all the work that the Nourish Project's been doing and the collaboration with My Desk. And yes, just for people to change the world.
I always say to the listeners, if they want to recap on our conversations that we have on the program, just visit our website, www.chaifm.com. And yes, in doing so, they can listen to this podcast and, of course, recap on the information you have given to us now, Amanda. So it's out there. Very quickly, Talita, before we sign off, your take on that question I just put to you, future bar mitzvah groups, schools or businesses, can you see them adopting similar initiatives? Your take on that?
I definitely hope so. I think that the message behind the My Desk and the real tangible impact that it has created for the communities is very important. We have done a lot of research into the impact the My Desk has had, and 100% of the schools have reported increased comfort and focus, while 90% have reported improved attendance and maths performance, and 70% have reported better handwriting at their school. So it's not just
Excellent.
giving a desk and just hoping for the best. It's creating real tangible impact and real social change that's occurring for these kids throughout their schooling career. And I think that that is a very important thing for young girls going through growing up in school and wanting to give back and wanting to make a difference in the world to do is to create real tangible impact and allow for kids to go out there and be the leaders that we want them to be in the world. So, yeah.
A shining example of community initiative and encouragement, and the results it delivers is a beautiful example of how Jewish values can translate into meaningful action for these young women. Their bat mitzvah wasn't simply a celebration of coming of age. It became an opportunity to leave behind a legacy that will support 100 children for years to come. Ladies, it's been a pleasure having you on board, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I've been chatting to Amanda Shapiro, founder of the Nourish Project, and Talita Boodram, the Chief Impact Officer of My Desk Global. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. We have been discussing a year raising enough money to provide 100 My Desks to children in the Zenzele community in Randfontein. If you just joined us, well, each desk, this unfolds into a workspace and a chair, and includes a solar-powered light, giving children who have never had a proper place to study the opportunity to learn with dignity. That's even after dark.